Michael's Optical in Atascadero welcome spring by reminding you they have a great selection of sunglasses, as well as glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear by Oakley, Silhouette, Maui Jim, and Ray-Ban. Make sure you check the special VIP savings that are available, as well as a 40% discount on selected frames that even St. Patty would appreciate. Remember, at Michael's Optical, they have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and Michael's special one-of-a-kind personal service that they had been proud to offer for the past 47 years. Michael's Optical, now exclusively in Atascadero at 8300 El Camino Real.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. To look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
I'm Taylor Bisciotti with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Raiders are trading defensive end Max Crosby to the Ravens in exchange for Baltimore's number 14 overall pick in 2026 and a 2027 first-round pick, according to NFL Network insiders. Crosby posted a video message saying, "I bleed silver and black, and that will never change. I'm a Raider for life." But he added, "But for the time being, it's a new day. I'm going to Baltimore." Meantime, the Packers and Colts swapped a pair of defenders. Green Bay is sending defensive tackle Colby Wooden to Indy for linebacker Zaire Franklin, according to NFL Network insiders Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero. The Eagles and defensive tackle Jordan Davis agreed to a three-year, $48 million extension that includes $65 million guaranteed, also according to Rappaport. And veteran pass rusher Khalil Mack is staying in Los Angeles after agreeing to a one-year, fully guaranteed $18 million deal with the Chargers. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8 year old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
Hearing loss makes it hard to stay connected over the phone. Now, a new caption telephone, CapTel, shows captions of everything a caller says. It's like closed captions for TV, but for phone calls. It's helping people nationwide reconnect to family and friends. Best of all, CapTel is available at no cost to people with hearing loss. Shipping and installation are free. Struggling with hearing loss? Call now to see if you qualify for a no-cost CapTel phone. Call 800-375-1175. That's 800-375-1175.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000. Locally owned and operated for 55 years with the best prices and the best selection, DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. From Levi's to Carhartt, all your camping supplies, including sleeping bags, backpacks, and much more, boots for every lifestyle, and whether it's ranch, contractor, or casual, they've got you covered head to toe. D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. Celebrating 55 years, D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange. For Monday, March 9th, 2026, I'm Kevin Will.
San Luis Obispo police release footage of officer-involved shooting. Paso Robles Police Department arrest suspect for assault with a deadly weapon. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 39 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The San Luis Obispo Police Department has released footage of the officer-involved shooting that took place February 28th. Officers are seen in the video responding to the incident at about 4:50 p.m., arriving at the location at 4:54 p.m. In the video, police find the suspect near the intersection of Poinsettia Street and Bluebell Way. As the first officer steps out the vehicle, the suspect is seen dropping to one knee and pointing what appears to be a gun at the officer. The officer then yells at the suspect, "Hey, stop, stop, stop." The officer then fires a single shot from his rifle at the suspect, who immediately falls to the ground. The suspect has been identified as 69-year-old Willie Felton Foster Jr., and he was pronounced dead at the scene. The officer who shot the suspect has been placed on administrative leave as the Department of Justice continues to investigate this incident. The police department also says that at least one caller who knew Foster and said he believed the firearm was a toy gun, which came about 1 minute before Foster was shot. On March 5th, just before 10 p.m., Paso Robles police officers responded to an incident on the 3300 block of Spring Street regarding a report of a male suspect pointing a handgun at another male's head and telling the victim he was going to die. The police department says the victim managed to escape from the suspect and was not injured. The suspect fled north and was not located at the time of the initial response. Following an investigation, police identified the suspect as 31-year-old Irvin Hernandez and served an arrest and search warrant at his residence on the 3400 block of Spring Street. Members of the county regional SWAT team assisted with his arrest at about 3 p.m. on March 8th. Hernandez was taken into custody without incident and no injuries were reported. Paso Robles resident appointed as Deputy Chief of Operations for CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo Unit Chief John Owens has announced the appointment of a new Deputy Chief of Operations effective March 16th. Paso Robles resident and longtime fire serviceman Keith Sudama will head into the position. He began his career in 2002 with the United States Forest Service and joined CAL FIRE in 2003. Owens says that he will make a tremendous addition to the San Luis Obispo unit leadership team. The county sheriff's office has arrested a man in Oceano after receiving reports of suspected child sexual abuse material. The reports were submitted on February 17th, and an investigation identified 46-year-old Michael Schmidt of Oceano as the suspect. Detectives learned that Schmidt was employed by the San Luis Obispo County Health Department and assigned to their Information Technology Department. Sheriff's Office detectives served a search warrant for his residence in Oceano on the morning of March 5th. He was taken into custody without incident for possession of child sexual abuse material. Schmidt was also discovered to be a local Cub Scout leader in the Five Cities area. The County Elections Office announced the candidate filing period for June 2nd's primary election has closed. For offices in which the incumbent does not file, there will be an extension until Wednesday, March 11th. This will likely be for the District 2 Supervisorial District and the County Superintendent of Education. The Clerk Recorder's Office has released an unofficial list of candidates running. For District 2 Supervisor, Michael Aaron Woody will face James Angelo D'Antona. For District 4, incumbent Jimmy Paulding will go against Adam Verdin. Three candidates have filed for Clerk Recorder: Elena Cano, Gaia Powell, and Vanessa Rosso. Additionally, postcards have been mailed to every registered voter to confirm their residency as part of state law. Any voters who wish to check their registration status can do so at myvoterstatus.sos.ca.gov. In sports for the NBA on Saturday, the Clippers beat the Grizzlies 123-120, the Thunder over the Warriors 104-97. Yesterday, the Kings beat the Bulls 126-110, the Lakers over the Knicks 110-97. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Jazz, the Clippers will go against the Knicks, the Thunder will face the Nuggets, and the Grizzlies will go against the Nets. In California news, the filing deadline for governor has passed and the candidates for this year's race have been finalized. In total, 8 Democrats and 2 Republicans have filed for candidacy. The 2 Republican candidates are Chad Bianco, Riverside County Sheriff, and Steve Hilton, a Fox News contributor and former advisor to British Prime Minister David Cameron. California Republican Representative Daryl Issa announced that he is retiring rather than conducting a re-election campaign in a redrawn district. This is just 3 months after he claimed, "I'm not quitting." Issa serves California's 48th district, which covers much of the area in California east of San Diego. A woman in her 30s was arrested by Los Angeles police on Sunday after she opened fire on the home of pop superstar Rihanna, who was inside the residence at the time of the shooting. Approximately 10 shots were fired at Rihanna's mansion from a car, and at least one round pierced the wall of the home. Police confirmed no one was injured during the incident. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hammerich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. How much flexibility does the average farmer have of when they run their irrigation pumps? Well, there could be thousands of dollars a year on the line. A program is paying California farmers to flex their energy use, and it's starting to expand to other states. Tyler Nuss is the CEO of Yield Energy.
They're going to earn money, right? So they can either, there's a few different various forms of programs, but either a grower is participating to shut off, turn off, or flex their pump use to earn revenue. So they literally get a check from Yield Energy to participate. Or there's other programs that provide them bill savings, right? So adjusting their energy use, they can save pretty dramatically on their bill, 10, 20% on their electricity bill, which really matters to growers right now because electricity costs are rising. Their margins are shrinking in general where we're at with the farm economy. And so what we do allow and enable is a way to push back against those tides.
Utilities in California already offer these programs, and other states are expected to launch similar initiatives with Yield Energy in the coming years. Learn more at yieldenergy.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin Oxner with Oxner Land and Cattle in Kersey, Colorado. On March 21st, we'll be offering a powerful set of performance-oriented limousine and limb flex bulls and heifers, including our National Western Stock Show Champion Pen of Three. These cattle are designed to complement British-based cowherds, and they all sell with genomically enhanced EPDs, PAP scores, and a first-season breeding guarantee. Learn more at oakcattle.com and join us Saturday, March 21st, in person or online at dvauctions.com.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional event happening March 25th through the 27th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Tulare, Los Angeles, and Sacramento locations with in-person inspections available. Choose from construction equipment and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Los Angeles to sign up. Again, that's rbauction.com/Los Angeles.
This has been your Farm of the Future report brought to you by the Ag Information Network. Visit aginfo.net.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service, at affordable prices.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Current and former members of FFA, formerly known as Future Farmers of America from across California, shared how the student-led organization has affected their lives in a special AgAlert series. My biggest misconception about agriculture before joining FFA was that only farmers can be involved and have a career in this industry, said Ella Rowland, an FFA member at East Nicholas High School in Sutter County. Since joining FFA, I've been exposed to many career paths that allow us to serve others and support the industry that feeds and protects the world every day. Destiny Reyes, a Stanislaus County College student and recent FFA member, said she has the organization to thank for some of her closest friends. Brendan Black, a Tulare County agriculture teacher, said he chose his career purely off his FFA experience. And Timmy Klitich, a Ventura County nursery operator and former FFA member, said his participation in the organization was where he started to learn real leadership skills. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. CHP reports there is a traffic collision with no injuries at 925 Old Colony Road in Templeton in front of the middle school. CHP says this is a two-vehicle collision with no traffic hazards and no tow truck required. Again, there's a traffic collision with no injuries and no traffic hazards at 925 Old County Road, Templeton, just in front of the middle school. CHP currently has a unit at the scene. The incident was first reported at about 8 this morning. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane, coming soon at K-John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 60s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid-40s, south-southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow with highs in the low 70s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Wednesday and Thursday, partly cloudy on Friday and Saturday, sunny Sunday and Monday next week. Upper 70s Wednesday, low 80s Thursday, mid 80s Friday, low 80s Saturday, mid 80s on Sunday, 89 a week from today. Currently it is 35 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K-John's Jewelry Company, luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The week is starting with another sell-off as crude oil prices rose to the highest levels since June of 2022, currently in the $100 a barrel range. Though the Trump administration says the situation with Iran and disruption of the Strait of Hormuz is temporary, investors are bracing for a deeper economic fallout. A major supplier for restaurants is getting a new part owner. Investment firm Starboard has purchased a major stake in Lamb Weston. That's the company that supplies French fries to McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, and other restaurant companies. A former Amazon executive will run Simon & Schuster, the century-old publishing house. Its new CEO is Greg Greeley, who worked at Amazon for nearly 19 years. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us. And it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Derringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights, that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Durringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Some people leave the town that raised them, and some stay long enough to change it. In a place where everybody knows your name, one local woman learned patience, grit, and beauty. She polished her craft in quiet corners, collected 12 national design awards, and came home carrying more than just success. She isn't launching jewelry. She is revealing something deeper. Pieces shaped by memory, by resilience, by everything the people around her helped her become. It's simple, but not ordinary. But when it arrives, you'll know it was always meant to be here. Coming soon, Lindsay Jane at K. John's Jewelry Company.
Sunny here from the Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles, across the street from the Boot Barn. My dad raised me to understand that capitalism creates freedom. Charity comes from churches and community, not government. Running a small business in California is tough, but I'm thankful for this wonderful community and appreciate your support of the Floral Parlor. Stop buying expired grocery store flowers and see the difference in design and longevity. Make someone's day. Send flowers with no delivery charge when you mention KPRL. Hope to see you soon at the Floral Parlor.
Alrighty, don't forget that the good folks there at Red Scooter Deli, they've been doing it right, fresh food for over 16 years, and they've got that nice, cozy patio seating, and you can use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount, order online or in person. They're located at 711 6th Street, and of course in downtown, and they've got tons of parking. You can go to redscooterdeli.com or call 805-237-1780, and they're open daily, 6:30 to 4.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. When tax laws change, confidence matters. With the Big Beautiful Bill bringing new deductions, credits, and rules, your locally owned and operated H&R Block is here to help you make sense of it all. Our trusted tax pros stay up to date on the latest changes so you don't have to. H&R Block helps you get every dollar you deserve, fast, accurate, and stress-free. This tax season, trust H&R Block to help you navigate the Big Beautiful Bill with confidence. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your taxes done right.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Many stages were robbed during the 1800s, but the stagecoach that was robbed on March 15, 1881 was special because it was a major event that led up to the Old West's most famous gunfight. A person doesn't have to be a fan of the Old West to have heard about the OK Corral shootout. There were a number of factors that led up to that event, but one of the more prominent events was a stagecoach robbery. It was March 15, 1881, 7 months before the OK Corral shootout. The stagecoach running between Benson and Tombstone was carrying $26,000 in silver bullion. Three masked men attempted to rob the stage. In the process, the driver and a passenger were killed. But because the shots caused the stage horses to run, the robbers didn't get the silver. Two posses took out after the robbers. One included Doc Holliday, Bat Masterson, Virgil Morgan, and Wyatt Earp. The other was led by Sheriff John Behan, Wyatt Earp's rival and love, and everything else two men full of testosterone could come up with. Wyatt wanted Behan's job as sheriff, and he knew if he captured the robbers, it would assure his election. Wyatt's posse was unable to keep up with the robbers because they got fresh horses. 17 days later, Wyatt's posse returned with exhausted horses. Bat Masterson even had to hitch a ride on a lumber wagon. Upon arrival, Wyatt discovered Behan had arrested one of the robbers, but he had escaped almost as soon as he was locked up. In addition, Big Nose Kate, Doc Holliday's girlfriend, had said Doc was a part of the stagecoach robbery. So upon arrival, Doc was put in jail. The next time we're together, we'll see how things keep escalating until they get beyond everyone's control. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Years ago, we opened Stove and Spa Center, and we are old and tired. We finally decided it's time to enjoy retirement. So we're having a huge store-wide sale. That's right, folks. If you've been thinking of getting a stove, insert, or fireplace, now is the time to get one. We have lots of inventories, and it all needs to go quickly. We have wood, gas, pellet units, and they are priced to sell. We have burn models up to 40% off. We also have fireplace screens, grates, steamers, gloves, and other hearth accessories all on sale to move. Don't miss the great opportunity to get items at a great price while supplies last. Stove and Spa Center is closing our doors, so don't miss this incredible store-wide deals. All sales are final and must take possession of product within 10 days of purchase. Come see all the items available to put into your home. Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curbrill and Morrill Roads, open Tuesday through Saturday.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The San Luis Obispo Police Department has released footage of the officer-involved shooting that took place February 28th at the intersection of Poinsettia Street and Bluebell Way. The suspect, now identified as 69-year-old Willie Felton Foster Jr., is seen dropping to one knee and pointing what appears to be a gun at officers as they exit the vehicle. An officer yells at him to stop before he then fires a single shot at the suspect. The County Elections Office announced the candidate filing period for the June 2nd primary election has closed. For the District 2 supervisor race, Michael Aaron Woody will face James Angelo D'Antona. For District 4, incumbent Jimmy Paulding will go against Adam Verdin. And three candidates have filed for clerk recorder, Elena Cano, Gaia Powell, and Vanessa Rosso. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 60s, it's 42 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. military is doing the job in Iran.
The objective of this mission is to destroy their ability to continue to do that, and we are well on our way to achieving that objective every single day with overwhelming force, with overwhelming precision. The military, the United States military, the men and women in uniform are conducting an extraordinary operation.
The Department of War identifying the seventh American killed as 26-year-old Sergeant Benjamin Pennington from Glendale, Kentucky. Oil tankers avoiding the Strait of Hormuz.
One ship that crossed the strait in the past 24 hours, and that ship, according to the folks at Kepler, is called the Rosanna. It was carrying corn, not oil. Since a fifth of the world's oil goes through that strait, you can see why gas prices are surging.
Fox's Lauren Simonetti at a gas station in New Jersey. America's listening to Fox News.
We ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
We've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big, beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the SALT limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, and Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points of that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Medeiros, CPA, 805-466-7249.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
Hello from the Groves on 41, where olive oil is our favorite subject.
Yes, and we are seeing an increasing awareness of the health benefits of olive oil, not just for your heart, but your brain and your skin, too. I'm drinking it. Consuming more olive oil is easy with our crazy flavors, like cinnamon, raspberry, rosemary, and more. You could have olive oil for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert.
Schedule a tasting and tour at the Groves on 41, or visit us at a farmer's market Saturday mornings in Templeton, Tuesday mornings in Paso. And want to learn more? Go to thegrovesonforty1.com.
Spring into wellness and start on the right foot. Just like Allegretto Vineyard grapes begin their journey from the ground up, so does your wellness journey. Receive a complimentary rejuvenating foot treatment with any 90-minute spa service throughout the month of March. A soothing special treatment for your feet. Book now and step into the season renewed at Allegretto Vineyard Resort in Paso Robles.
Weather. Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Lots of sunshine, upper 60s today. Some clouds tonight and overnight, lows in the mid-40s. And after the clouds get on out of here on your Tuesday, high should be in the low 70s. Wednesday, a little warmer, upper 70s. Low 80s Thursday and Friday, mid-80s Saturday and Sunday, upper 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 6. Up and down we go. 7:23 a.m., 7:06 p.m., and we are now at 44 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. You remember, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1. Well, well, well. A healthy body starts with a healthy mouth. That is so true, including other parts other than your mouth. How about your heart and some things? You'll find out all about it with a dental hygienist you will meet, Christina Mankins. That is that. And Susanna, of course, she did have her baby on Wednesday, a baby girl. And she'll be back, well, when she's darn ready. Or the kid says so. Anyway, I have specials, a little reminder of history on the World Trade Center and the couple of times that it was bombed. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go. And it is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. They'll be there. Just call them, 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775. 238-KPRL, and of course you can text that 75 number. It's that easy.
Well, I'm gonna write a little letter, I'm gonna mail it to
the Morning Exchange.
Well, that's interesting. Do people write letters anymore? Chris, when's the last time you received a, and I don't mean from a company saying, dear valued customer, your rates are going up.
I don't remember.
Me neither. Oh, no. No. I got one from my childhood buddy, Jake Levine.
How long ago was that?
Maybe about 5 or 6 months ago.
Oh, that's pretty recent then.
Yeah, I wrote him a letter. And I'm usually, well, not usually, I am bad because he writes me a letter every year. And he's an author and he sends me some books too. And
can he read your letters?
You know, yes, he's a very smart person. He graduated from college when he was 20.
Okay.
No, I don't write them.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense then.
I do the what's it, Word? I use the Word, and I wrote him. Finally, I'm just terrible, and he wrote me back. So that was nice. And again, I'm gonna go. Do you think that there's something? I don't know if special is the right word, but something like it's kind of nice about getting a personal letter.
Well, seeing as I don't remember the last time I got one, I'm not certain, but I do remember writing for pen pals that we had in grade school. And I think it was exciting when we finally got them back, despite the fact that they were several months behind.
Okay.
It's like a little time capsule.
Well, it is, especially when you're young, because things change so fast. That's cool. I forgot that there were. I never had a pen pal, but I do remember that being used. Okay, let's see here on the text. When I lived in town back in '95, when we first moved here, and the city was very much smaller, we know that it still took them 6 months to come and look at a tree root that was uplifting a sidewalk about 2 to 3 inches, and another month to make the repair. Cities seem to not find things important unless it involves tourism. Well, I suppose, because we have that sidewalk right out front where that tree is, Chris, and the big bump in it, you know, where the root's coming through.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And it's been that way for as long as I can remember. And every time I need money, I keep think about going for a walk out there and tripping and suing the city. don't worry, city. I would never do anything like that, ever. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I just want to let you know that like you and Chris, I actually had pen pals way back, would have been in the early 60s, mid-60s, but way back then, and I continue now to write personal letters, handwritten letters to my friends, sending them things. I wrote two last week. I'm going to write one again today to a friend who moved to Boston recently. And so that's just kind of my thing. But I don't think I'm very alone in handwriting letters. People who were raised in the 1950s, we sent thank you notes to all of our aunts and uncles at Christmas. You know, they'd send us like $10 or $5. So that was just the culture that I grew up in back in the 50s and 60s, and I continue to send letters. I'll be sending two of them today, actually. So it works good for my friends. They love it. And postcards.
Do you get many letters in return?
No. No, I don't.
Now, okay.
Although I do surprisingly get a lot of birthday cards that are handwritten, but that's because I hang out with people that were also raised in the 50s and 60s for the most part. But my friends that were raised in the 90s and 2000s, they don't send birthday cards. They don't handwrite letters. You know, you're just lucky if you get even an email from those people. But that's cool. It's all generational, I think, cultural.
Okay, what about certain etiquettes? You attend somebody's wedding, and, you leave them a gift.
Right.
Are you expecting, or does etiquette say that the couple then should respond with a thank you letter?
Yes, that was the etiquette when I grew up, like I said, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, yeah.
Well, but I'm not talking about this.
Doesn't happen anymore. No.
Well, that's what I'm getting
nope.
at. It's,
nope. You're
well,
right. You're
okay,
so
it,
right.
Is it rude?
I don't think it's rude because it's all based on what values your parents. And, my parents encouraged me to follow the etiquette that was kind of in vogue in the 70s and 60s and 50s. But I think that the parents later on just did not really emphasize that. So, young people getting married these days, I don't think they're going to send one. I think what they'll do, maybe, is post it on their Facebook page, thanks to everybody that sent us gifts. Gave us gifts. They'll just do that blanket thank you on Facebook, which is a social media, and that's what they do. I don't know. I haven't been to a wedding, to tell you the truth, in like 20 years.
Well, I went to two recently. Both my nephews were married in Maryland within last year, and then 4 years or 5 years before that. And I'm okay with them not responding. One is, they saw me at the wedding and said, "Hey, thanks, Uncle Kevin."
Right.
Okay. God, this is going to sound so selfish, but look, they take the time, they send it in the mail, and what do you do with it?
Throw it away.
You throw it away. I got the acknowledgement, and even if Michael or Ryan didn't even tell me that at the wedding, which. I'm their uncle, so I was going to see them. But I realized, too, that they're very, very busy. It's a hectic time and so forth. Even if they missed that or forgot it, I know that they appreciate it. So I'm not going to get bent out of shape.
Well, right. he didn't send me and Linda a thank you or anything. Oh, that rude SOB.
No. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, totally. I still send a lot of Christmas cards written by hand, and I write a note in each one. So that takes hours. But I happen to be retired, so I have the time. But I can tell you that I was just as active handwriting letters when I was working, and I worked for about 50 years. So I made the time, and it's about time management and your personality, I think. It's just, everybody that knows me knows that that's just one of the things that I do. Everybody's got their own personality and their whatever it is that they do, and it's a matter of time management.
What do you think of those Christmas cards that are generic that somebody sends out that says that all their kids are straight A students?
Yes.
Their husband is going to run for the president of the United States.
Yes.
And even though that she has three kids, she's still a virgin. What do you think of those type of letters?
I actually don't get any like that, but I used to get what they used to be called a Christmas letter that was a full 8.5 by 11, usually typed out and sent to everybody. And I don't get those anymore. I don't think any of my cousins or aunts or uncles, none of my family even sends those out anymore. And I don't have any friends that send out Christmas letters like that anymore. So that was really in vogue like in the 80s and 90s, Christmas letters. quarters, 2000s maybe, but I don't get those anymore. All of my relatives are kind of like me. They're kind of like older, you know, generation now. I mean, all my cousins are over 60 years old, pretty much, 50s, 60s.
Okay.
Yeah, so anyway, it was I just want to wish you a wonderful week.
Okay, well, thank you.
Yeah, you and Chris, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Yes, Kevin, I think it's kind of rude that people do not send thank you notes when you get something. I remember when I was in high school and I was graduating, and people would send you money in the mail. And, you know, you get a lot of them if you have a lot of family, but I didn't want to send thank you notes, you know, back then. And my mom made me, she said, you know what? If you don't want to send a thank you note, then just send back the money. So that kind of, you know, if you appreciate it, show somebody.
Okay, you're talking about immediate family, correct?
Yeah, yes.
All right, because Nana used to send me $5 my birthday, even when I was, I think, in my 30s. And it's funny because I would thank Nana. She's the greatest lady ever. But one time I told my mom, I said, Mom, I said, you know, come on, Nana's a, she can't, she doesn't need, she goes, Kevin, this makes her happy. Just let her do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, yeah. You know, it was, every time I would open up the letter, cause I knew what it was, and man, I would just smile.
Yeah.
I would just smile. But as far as, okay, so that's one thing if it's that personal, but what about a wedding and you invite, you know, you have 100, you know, 50 or 100 people you have to respond to? Do you think it's rude if you don't respond or, you know, say thank you?
Hey, you got the rest of your life to write it. I think you have a year to send a thank you note. That's what's appropriate, you know. And the thing is like during the years, we've sent out gifts to people that have gotten married, to relatives and that. You never know whether they got it or not. So we've sent a nice gift to some friends some relatives in Oregon, and you never hear a word. You don't know if it got lost or, you know, got delivered or whatever. So, you know, golly.
All right, so if somebody does that, are they off your list?
No, they're not off the list. You just figure that's the way they are, you know. And you know what? We got a lot of young relatives getting married now, and none of them now. We're just seeing that. None of them have been sending thank you notes. So I guess it's just the way it is now. You just don't do that, you know.
Well, does that make them rude?
I don't think it makes them rude. It just doesn't make them very conscientious or thankful. If you're thankful for a gift, tell somebody. You know, they took the time to go out and buy something and to send it to you and to earn that money to send it to you, and you can't even say thank you for a stamp, you know.
So, okay, so do you think it's laziness or just selfish?
It's probably culture, yeah. Selfish, too. I think it's just the culture, the way things are now. You know, the way people talk nowadays, the words they use. I mean, it's ridiculous, but, you know, you almost expect it, even though it's not right, you know.
Well, that's, you know, in a way, and I don't, this is not the, I don't mean it in the full sense of the word, but it's dangerous, and I'm going to tie it in with this bathroom issue with the school. When that behavior becomes accepted, it becomes normal.
Yes.
It becomes normal, just like you're referring to the language. We don't blush, or people don't hide from saying four-letter words just in a random conversation anymore.
Yeah, I agree.
And I hate to say, well, that's the way the culture has become. Does that make it better?
Make it better. Yeah. Well, you look at the morals too. How things have changed over the years from when we were in high school. You know that you didn't do a lot of things, and it was
almost shameful if you were doing stuff that you weren't supposed to be doing. But now, I mean, it's like normal. It's crazy, but mm-hmm. they just have no good upbringing, and then they need to have God in their lives, you know. And that's the way I feel. It's you know, God gave us a book to go by and tells us what to do, and they throw it out. You know, he can't even have the Ten Commandments anymore. I mean, that's ridiculous.
All right. Well, okay. Well, I'm glad you still write the letters or the thank you notes.
Well, I write the letters because I'm retired post office, and we need the revenue to support my retirement.
I knew there was an ulterior motive.
Not really.
So. Okay, thanks.
Okay, Kevin, bye.
Bye. Huh. All right, Chris, would you expect a thank you note?
I mean, yeah, I think it's appreciated.
Okay.
I like thank you notes. They're nice. They're thoughtful.
Yeah, they are. But can it alter a relationship?
Well, depends on the kind.
Well, okay, I'm just getting like, you know, like you're good buddies. Now, I'm just guessing, and again, this is from my side. I can't remember doing it, but let's just say, you know, doing some things for your buddy. I can't imagine any of those knuckleheads writing a thank you letter. Now, I might get a verbal, hey, thanks. But, you know, nothing, you know, in the mail. Hey, Kevin, thank you. It's very thoughtful, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't mind. I'm not looking for that, because if you're doing something out of your good intention, are you looking to be paid back? Is that a goofy?
No, I get you. It depends, honestly.
I mean, just because I do something kind or nice for somebody, am I doing it because I want them to tell me I was nice and kind, or am I doing it because I genuinely wanted to help somebody or be nice to somebody?
Or because it's the right thing to do.
Right, or it's the right thing to do. Now, the other thing I want to get to the guy, the male guy there is, as we know that more and more people are not discarding, but when you have to send a gift, particularly at Christmas and at weddings, a lot of time those gifts are never held in the hands of the people they were intended for. That's why, Chris, what would you rather get than a gift?
A gift card.
A gift card.
Yep.
Or?
Money.
Money. That's it. Cash.
Just straight cash.
Cash. As they say, folks, this will be hopefully forever. Cash is king. Don't try to guess what you're like, even those two knucklehead nephews of mine. I'm not going to, I could kind of be close, but I know that they would rather have the cash. Well, that's not as personal. Yes, it is. What's more personal than getting cash? All right, let's see what happened on this day very quickly. In 1964, the Ford Mustang began its production. The base price, $2,368. And the picture they're showing here is a two-door white, well, they are two doors, a white Mustang convertible with a black interior.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo Unit Chief John Owens has announced the appointment of a new Deputy Chief of Operations effective March 16th. Paso Robles resident and longtime fire serviceman Keith Sudama will head into the role. On March 5th, just before 10 p.m., officers responded to an incident on the 3300 block of Spring Street where a male suspect pointed a gun at another male's head and told him he was going to die. The suspect fled north and was identified as 31-year-old Irvin Hernandez, and he was arrested yesterday at about 3 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 50 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, I'll have Christina Mankins, dental hygienist, in to talk about how it affects all of your body and your health. And then Susanna, again, she had her baby girl Wednesday, so she's still taking some more time off. And World Trade Center, it's been hit twice. Going to find out and relive some of the terrible memories this afternoon. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors. The moms and pops, small business, keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour brought to you by North County Septic Service.
North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.